Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, the nation is watching. The world is watching. And we're literally watching on our screens right now. College campuses across the country becoming the center of student protest, demonstration, disruption over the issue of Israel and the war with Hamas going on in Gaza. The movement began as an effort at Columbia University by students to demand that their school separate financially from the nation of Israel. Many are doing that right now as we speak across the country, including at Texas, at Arlington. It's really turned into something more demanding and far more disruptive than raising a voice, calling attention, looking for possibilities and paths forward. Columbia arrests have been made, both of students and faculty, but the movement has spread to other campuses, as I mentioned, across the country. And so the thing we want to look at is, one, the right to protest things you disagree with is one of the founding principles and promises of our country. But increasingly, what we see is a need and a demand to center grievance in the middle of all of our national conversations and our politics in particular. So we want to figure out, what is the best way forward? How do we do this different? How do we raise voices of concern? How do we protest the things that we're against? And yet, how do we have a vision of what we're for and what we can actually move forward together as a country? If you missed the conversation yesterday, we were really pleased to have joining us on the program Frank Bruni from Duke University. Has a new book coming out called The Age of Grievance. And I asked Frank during our conversation why it is that grievance seems to be the center of so much of our national politics and discourse. Here's how he described it.
Part of it is America's turn toward pessimism over recent decades. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is social media and some of the kinds of conversations it encourages. A lot of it is our political leaders right now. Yeah. They're sort of modeling, you know, a pettiness and a vindictiveness that invariably trickles down to the rest of us. But when you put it all together, we're in a state of dysfunction and discord that I think is really threatening the very survival of our democracy. But I think we can do things differently. I think it's time to take a good, long, hard look at ourselves, ask if this is who we want to be, make some changes, and find a way to more productive conversations and a much kind of cooler temperature to our public discourse.
That was Frank Bruni from our conversation yesterday, talking about how so much of what is being done, particularly on college campuses and in a lot of our politics, is just grievance. It's grievance everything, that we've been wronged, we've been slighted, that the system is rigged, that the people are out to get us. All of those things have become part of this grievance. And the interesting thing to me is, you know, campus protests have been part of our nation's history all along. Right to protest, absolutely part of the deal here in the United States of America, expressing the grievance. Sadly, I think for many, has become the end rather than the beginning of a conversation. The American people are always quick to stand up and speak out. And that's a good thing. That's part of our DNA. What we're not used to is going at it with a grievance mentality and stopping there. So, yes, we yell, we can scream, we can protest, we do all of that, and then we move on. And sadly, what I think is happening is we're getting so hunkered down in just the protest part of the program that we're forgetting about the forward-moving part of the program. And if we don't get to that part, then all we have is grievance, and that never ends well in the end for anybody. For the community, for the cause, for the country, it just doesn't play well. Going back to my conversation with Frank Bruni, we talked about the possible solutions of how do we move to a better, more level-headed place in our national discourse and discussions. He said we should rediscover a little patriotism. I love the way he described this, and actually lead by example, especially for the next generation.
I think we have to rediscover a sort of reasonable patriotism. Yeah. Somewhere along the way in recent years, to call yourself a patriot, to be proud of America, to be proud to be an American, somehow that became like a sign that you were unsophisticated or that you didn't care about all the progress the country still needed to make. Now, listen, we are not we have not lived up to our ideals. And the more perfect union that we're constantly citing, we need to work harder toward that, because a lot of Americans don't have an equal chance. And we haven't been as fair-minded and as inclusive as we should be. But that doesn't change the fact that this country has done enormous good for its own citizens, for the world. And I don't think feeling bad about being American, I don't think, you know, younger people often say they think the founding fathers were a source of more evil than good. I don't think that's true to the American story. And I, most of all, I don't think it pushes us forward to a better place in the way that a kind of more clear-eyed appraisal of all the good we've done as well as the bad would lead us.
So I think the important principle in all of that from Frank Bruni is, yes, we want to have a warts and all discussion about our past, but not just warts. Are there times, even today, when we don't live up to the principles that we profess to believe? Of course. And in those moments, what do? We protest, we vote, we show up, we speak out. Those are the things that we do. But that's the key component to it. And I love that Frank pointed out that we need a little patriotism. It's not a bad word. It's not a bad thing. And this is not the beat your chest, we're number one, we're better than everyone else kind of thing. No, America has been great, not because of our geography or our natural resources or our economic might or our military power. It's because of who we are. It's what the American people do in communities and the difference they make around the world, because they can, because they're free. And so this idea of getting past the grievance and the protest, to me, is everything. Because we can have big disagreements. I think the country's always at its best when we're a nation of big ideas and roiling debate. That's a good thing. So I finally asked Frank about what is the essential principle? What's the essential principle we need to put into the mix if we're going to go from grievance to governing and defining solutions to the big problems we face in the nation?
We need to rediscover a little virtue called humility. Humility is the antidote to grievance. And what I mean by that is we all need to pause and remember that it's okay if someone disagrees with us and if we disagree with them, that there's still a productive conversation to have, because our opinion doesn't need to win the day. We don't need to be entirely right, because guess what? No one of us is entirely right. We prosper and we're most content when we value the collective good as well as our individual whims. All of those are exercises in humility. And I think if we all humble ourselves a little bit, we can advance common goals in a way that we're working against right now.
So I think that's the essence of it. Keeps coming back to this idea of humility. Humility is the essential virtue of the nation. To be able to question what you think you know, to admit that you might be wrong. I know that's a tough one for me on a lot of days, especially in personal conversations. But we have to be willing to say, hey, I might be wrong. And the person I'm disagreeing with just might be right. And they actually might have a better solution. And I should listen and be curious and ask questions. But you can't do any of that if you're functioning from a position of grievance. Because grievance is all about, hey, if you're doing well, I'm doing less well. Or we're so mired in the muck of the negativity and the contempt that comes with a grievance mindset, that then someone is not just wrong, they're wrong and evil. And then all we do is protest, and we get no progress. You've heard me talk about it before on this show, that if you go all the way back to the Boston Tea Party was a protest. And yes, they threw some things into the water. So it was a little bit of a violent protest, to be sure. And had we stopped there, had those early colonists stopped, what we celebrate as the Boston Tea Party wouldn't even have been a footnote in history. It just would have been one more angry protest by a big angry mob. But here's the thing. They didn't stop at grievance. They marched forward, and it took them a long time to get from Boston, where they protested against the kind of things they didn't want in a government, to get to Philadelphia in 1787 and put down in the Constitution, this is what we do want. This is what we're for. This is a solution. And so you have to go from protest to progress. You have to go from grievance to governing. But all of that requires a great deal of humility, and I don't think we're seeing that on the college campuses today. All right, we'll step aside for one last commercial break. We'll come back with some final thoughts on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Stick around.